Welcome to Tarni Mechanach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing in the Book of Tehillim with Mizmor 33 Lamed Gimel. We ended the last Mizmor describing the Tzadikim, those with upright hearts, rejoicing in their connection with Hashem. Many Mizmorim give us a glimpse into the inner world of a Tzadik when he is vulnerable, in pain, and facing unfair attacks. This Mizmor offers us something different, an insight into the joy of the Tzaddik, allowing us to see the deep sense of happiness and fulfillment he experiences and learn from it. Our goal is that these psukim should describe us. Let's begin Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Rananu tzadikim ba'ashem la'isharim nava sehila. Rejoice with Hashem, righteous ones, for praise befits the upright ones. The Mitzvot David explains that the greater a person is, the more profoundly they can praise Hashem, because their greatness allows them to recognize His greatness more deeply. So therefore, praise befits the Yesharim, the upright ones. The Gemara in Sota explains this pasuk in a beautiful way. The word nava, which we translated as it's appropriate or befits the upright ones, can also be read as naveh, without the Aleph, if you're looking inside, which means dwelling. The Gemara says that Rav Chanina bar Papa said, don't read the word nava, meaning it for praise befits the upright ones. Rather, read it as neve, the upright will have dwellings of praise. Rashi explains and clarifies this idea and says that the upright, the tzaddikim, will be praised because of their homes. When the tzaddik rejoices with Hashem in his home becomes praiseworthy. Let's go on. Pasuk Beis and Gimel 2 and 3. Hodu l'Hashem b'chinor b'nevel asor zamru lo, shiru lo shir chadash, heitivu nagein bisrua. Praise Hashem with a lyre, make music to him with the harp of 10 strings, sing to him a new song, play nicely to him with a loud sound. This is the joy in the homes of the tzaddikim. The harp with the 10 strings is a beautiful instrument, and it offers a wider range of notes to play. So sing to Hashem with as many notes as you can. Sing a new song, one you have never sung before. The Radak explains that the new song is that it's not a one-time directive, but an ongoing practice. Regularly find new reasons to praise Hashem. It could be a new person you met, a Torah insight you learned or you discovered on your own, a new experience or a fresh appreciation for something in nature. Even something familiar, when you experience it with renewed joy, becomes a reason to sing. The trua, the loud sound, means sing the song with strength, not apologetically, but with pride. Pasuk 4, why are we singing? Ki yashar dvar Hashem v'chol maaseu be'emunah. For the word of Hashem is straightforward, and all of his deeds are done faithfully. The Malbim emphasizes all of his deeds because we might think that we should prepare our song for the once-in-a-lifetime experience that we want to celebrate. But the tzaddikim celebrate the natural realities that occur regularly, those that we rely on and may take for granted, such as the sun rising and setting, and the like. The Radak explains the concept of all of his deeds as whatever happens in the tzaddik's life, he realizes that it's all for his good, and therefore sings. Pasuk 5, Hey, Ohev tzedaka u'mishpat, chesed Hashem mal'ah ha'aretz. And what does he sing? He loves charity and judgment, and Hashem's kindness fills the land. Whether God does things that we experience as being charitable or that we experience it as meeting out just judgment, everything is motivated by his love and kindness for us. Now, I want to look at Rav Hirsch here, who translates it a little bit differently. He loves charity is not referring to Hashem, says Rav Hirsch, but it's referring to the tzaddik himself, and he translates Pasuk Hey like this, according to Rav Hirsch. One who loves charity and justice will see God's kindness in everything. Let's continue with the language of the tzaddik, what you hear in the tzaddik's house. Pasuk Vav and Zayin. Bidvar Hashem shamayim na'asu, uveruach piv kol tzva'am, kones kaneid mehayam, nosein be'otzaros tehomos. By the word of Hashem, the heavens were made, and with the breath of his mouth, all that is within them. He gathered the waters of the sea and stored the deep waters in treasure chests underground. Everything is under the control of Hashem. The waters, which could overtake the world, don't, because Hashem created them so that they won't be able to do so. This is how the tzaddikim talk and think. Continuing on with Pasuk Ches 8. Yir'u me'Hashem kol ha'aretz, mimenu yaguru kol yoshvei sevel. All the world should fear God. All the inhabitants of the world should be in awe of him. All the creations fear God, meaning they do what God wants them to do. And all the inhabitants of the world should be in awe of him because, Pasuk 9, Tes, ki hu amar vayehi, hu tziva vayamod. For he said, and it came to exist. He commanded, and it was established. The laws of nature can obscure our appreciation of Hashem's presence, his creation of the world, and his constant supervision over it. Tzaddikim, however, see beyond this concealment. They recognize Hashem's hand in everything, and this awareness fills them with joy and strengthens their simcha, it strengthens their connection to him. Now we're going to see that Hashem isn't only involved in the natural world, but he also orchestrates the political realm. Pasuk Yud 10, Hashem hefir atzas goyim, heini machshavos amim. Hashem nullifies the plans of the nations. He prevents the thoughts of the nations from actualizing. So this pasuk expands nature to world events and politics. Nations have all kinds of plans, and there are even times that they begin to carry them out. However, if God doesn't will it, it won't be actualized or affect the world long term. Because, 11, Atzas Hashem le'olam ta'amod machshavos libo, Lador Vador, Hashem's plan will stand forever. The thoughts of his heart, parentheses, will last from generation to generation. Pasuk Yubeis. So, Ashrei Hagoy Asher Hashem Elokav, Ha'am Bachar Lenachalalo. Praiseworthy is the nation for whom Hashem is God, the nation that he chose for his inheritance. The Mitzvah Stavit explains this pasuk. Praiseworthy is the nation that recognizes that Hashem is in charge. Praiseworthy is the nation that Hashem chose as his Am Segula, his treasure nation. Notice that this pasuk is showing us that the tzaddik feels that he is part of a nation that is praiseworthy. He feels good about his nation, the Jewish people. And now we're going to continue in the next two psukim, Yagimel and Yadalet. And not only does Hashem control nature and peoples, but Hashem manages each and every person. Pasuk Yegimel and Yedalad. Mishamayim he beat Hashem, ra'ah es kol b'nei ha'adam, mimchon shivto hishkiach el kol yoshvei ha'aretz. From the heavens, Hashem looks down and sees all of mankind. From the place of his habitation, he supervises all the inhabitants of the land. And Pasuk Tesvav, Hayotzer Yachad Libam Hamevin El Kol Ma'asehem. He formed all of their hearts alike, and he understands all of their actions. The Radak explains that it doesn't mean that he made everyone exactly the same. Everyone's unique. However, he formed everyone so that he can understand them or measure them in the same way. Hashem knows how to determine if people are living their life in the way that they're supposed to be living it. The Rambam wrote down 13 principles of faith, and in the Ashkenazi Siddur, we say these animamins every day. The 10th principle is, and I quote, I believe with complete faith that the Creator knows all of man's deeds and thoughts, as it says, and he quotes this pasuk, he formed all of their hearts alike, and he understands all of their actions. Hayotzer yachad libam hamevin el kol ma'asehem. Pasuk 16 and 17. Furthermore, the tzaddik understands, Ein hamelech nosha barav chayil, gibor lo yinatzel barav koach, sheker hasus l'sashua, uvarov chelo lo yimalet. The king is not saved by his great army. A strong man is not rescued by great strength. A horse doesn't assure being saved, and despite its power, its rider may not escape. Meaning, just because there is a great army with the finest and most up-to-date weaponry doesn't guarantee victory. So don't be so nervous that the enemies look so much stronger, because, Pasuk Yudches and Yudtes, Hine ein Hashem el yireyav, lamiyachalim lechasdo, lahatzil mimoves nafsham ulechayosam barav. Behold, the eye of Hashem is on those who fear him, those who await his kindness, to save their souls from death and keep them alive in a famine. This is the mindset of the tzaddik. He never falls into despair because he sees Hashem in everything. While others may be consumed by worry, he remains in a state of joy. In Tehillim 145, which we say regularly, what we call Ashrei, we say, Einei kol elecha yisaberu. Everyone's eyes look towards you, Hashem, and then you give them what they need at the right time. But for the tzaddik, it isn't just about him looking towards Hashem. He really feels that Hashem is looking to him to give him so much kindness. And Pasuk 20, therefore, Nafshenu chiksa l'Hashem, ezreinu umaginenu hu. Our souls await Hashem. He is the source of our help and protection. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ki vo yismach libenu, ki v'shem kodsho v'tachnu. For in him our hearts are happy, and in his holy name we trust. We are happy because we constantly look to Hashem, trusting that everything unfolding in our lives is set into place by him. He manages every detail, understands every intention, action, and outcome. And this deep faith allows us to find joy, even in uncertainty, knowing that we are always in his hands. And as a result, Pasuk 22, Chaf Beis, Yehi chastacha Hashem aleinu, kasher yichalnu lach. May Hashem's kindness be upon us, because we hope in you. Until now, the Mizmor has been describing the words and thoughts of joy that come from the tzaddik. This last pasuk ends with a request. May Hashem's kindness continue to be upon us, because we are hoping to you. Alternatively, the Mitzvot David sees in this last pasuk a message for everybody, not a request necessarily. Hashem's kindness is proportional to our hope in him. The more we hope, the more kindness we receive. So what fuels this hope? And we find the answer in this Mizmor. When our homes and lives reflect praise for Hashem, when we consistently recognize his kindness, and when we feel empowered, knowing that he is in control of every detail, hope becomes natural. Even if we don't see the salvation and the kindness we expect in the moment, we know that it will come, and that enables us to keep our joy. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman, whose legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, from their grandchildren, Yitzhak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.